It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
You know, last week we were talking about all of the craziness that was going on over in Baxley with the Appling County Pirates. You know, forfeitures. Is that forfeits? Let's do that. Having to forfeit games because of ineligible players, alleged recruiting violations. So they, you know, they had to forfeit all of those games. They fired their coach. They hired a new coach. Coach from Fitzgerald comes over and wanted to take a look at their upcoming schedule for 2025. And, you know, Appling has always, well, recently over the last half a decade, Appling has been a perennial powerhouse, officially coming off an 0-10 season because of the forfeits. But technically, they were a Final Four team with a couple of three players that were originally ruled ineligible. Two of them were reinstated. So one technically ineligible player all the way to the Final Four. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Their 2025 schedule is not, Appling County Pirates, is not super easy. They're going to be on the road most of that schedule. Four home games for the Pirates. Four home games. Okay, so they'll open on August the 15th. They're going to go to Waycross and play the Ware County Gators in the Swamp. Now, I'll come back to this. I'm going to just run through the games, and then I'm going to break down what I think they're going to do, best case, worst case. So they'll go to the Swamp to play the Ware County Gators in Waycross. They will then go to JC Field over in Jessup to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. They will then return home to Baxley and host the Swainsboro Tigers. They will also host DeLand. They will head on the road to Bradford. That's September the 5th at home with Swainsboro, September 12th on the at home with DeLand, September 19th at Bradford. On September the 26th, they will head to Fitzgerald. October the 10th, they will go to Crisp. October 17th, they're at home against Tattnall. October 24th, at home against Cook. And then what has really heated up big-time rivalry, as it has been speculated that Pierce County was one of the teams that kind of turned in Appling County for having an ineligible player and recruiting violations. October 31st, Halloween, Appling will go over to the Bears Den in Blackshear to play Pierce County in what should be a very spirited game, I would imagine. So this is what I've got them doing. At Ware, I don't think they win that game. At Wayne, yeah, I think they get that. Wayne's still trying to rebuild what has been a disastrous couple of seasons. They'll be at home against Swainsboro. I like them to get that one. At home against DeLand, yeah, I think Appling gets that game too. On the road against Bradford, give me Appling there. On the road at Fitzgerald, this is one of the games I've got circled. The games I have circled are Swainsboro, Fitzgerald, Cook, and Pierce. And what that means is coin flip games. Could go either way. Those are the games that determine best case, worst case, right? I've got them beating Fitzgerald on September the 26th on the road over there in Fitzgerald. And then a win over Crisp a win over Tattnall, a win over Cook, and then I've got them losing to Pierce, and I do have that game circled too. I've got them losing to Pierce over in the Bears' den. So the only two losses I've got Appling County taking is Weir County to start the season and Pierce County to end the season. I've got them going 8-2. Now, I can see a case here where they could go 9-1. So if they get the Pierce County game, which I do have circled, I have it as a loss for the Pirates. But if they get the Pierce game, I don't think they'll beat Weir. That would put them at 9-1, and I think that's their best case, 9-1. Worst case, I've got the Swainsboro game circled, but I've got them a win, so you change that to an L. I've got the Fitzgerald game circled. That's a win. You change that to an L. And I've got the Cook County game circled. That's a win. You change that to an L. So you go from 8-2 to 6-4. Five and five. My math was off. Thank you. Producer's yelling in my ear, do the math. 5-5. Worst case for Appling is 5-5. Best case is 9-1. I'm picking them to go 8-2. 8-2, make the playoffs. 8-2 might, I mean, the region championship will probably come down to the last game of the season between Appling and Pierce. So the winner of that game probably wins the region, just like it was last year. The winner of that game probably wins the region, and the loser probably gets the 2 seed. That is more than likely going to be the scenario as it was last year. Those two teams in that region have become just perennial powers, and both are very, very good. You know, as you look at what they did in the playoffs, and, you know, of course, the whole situation with the ineligible player, Appling had to forfeit all of those games, but for the 2025 season, I've got them going 8-2, 9-1 best case, 5-5 worst.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Appling County Pirates recently released their 2025 football schedule, and this is what it looks like. Pirates will open on the road in the swamp at Weir County. Appling will also travel to Wayne, Bradford, Fitzgerald, Crisp, and Pierce. The Pirates will host Swainsboro, DeLand, Tattnall, and Cook County. 6 games away and 4 home for the Appling County Pirates. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Big win for the Georgia Bulldogs this last week as they land the number one quarterback in the 2026 class in Jared Curtis. Five-star kid out of Nashville, attended Nashville Christian High School. Eye-popping numbers. He's still, you know, from his junior season, he'll still play his senior year this fall, and then he will enroll in the spring at the University of Georgia. Which, you know, it creates an interesting dynamic with Ryan Puglisi, who also is committed to Georgia. He will be in his third season there with the Bulldogs. He's expected to be the heir apparent to Gunnar Stockton, assuming that Gunnar moves on after this season. I don't know. But, you know, Jared Curtis, Ryan Puglisi, Ryan Montgomery, Hezekiah Millender, and Gunnar Stockton, five quarterbacks on the roster. So, you know, going to be really interesting to see what the dynamic is and how this really affects things. So, Jared Curtis, as I mentioned, five-star kid, 2,830 yards through the air at Nashville Christian, 40 passing touchdowns to only three interceptions, completed 71% of his passes. If that's not enough for you, 637 yards rushing and 18 rushing touchdowns. So he accounted for 58 touchdowns, 2,830 yards through the air and 630 rushing. So you do the math on that. That's 3,500 yards of all-purpose offense. Rushing and throwing the football for Jared Curtis. And, you know, so you look at Puglisi's numbers from his senior year, not even close to what Jared Curtis did in his junior year. Puglisi, 1,858 yards passing to 15 touchdowns, 350 yards rushing, four touchdowns on the ground. Now, Puglisi was named Gatorade Connecticut Football Player of the Year his senior year in high school. So you're talking, you know, 1,858 yards to 2,800. So a difference of 1,000 yards. 40 touchdowns through the air for Jared Curtis to 15 touchdowns through the air through Puglisi. Again, these are just high school numbers. And Curtis has yet to play his senior year. These are Puglisi's senior year numbers. 637 yards rushing for Curtis to 350 yards rushing for Puglisi, 18 rushing touchdowns for Curtis to four rushing touchdowns for Puglisi. Now, Puglisi does have the advantage of being in the system a little bit longer. You know, we're talking about who's going to start at quarterback in 2026. Gunnar Stockton is going to be your heir apparent. He's going to be the guy who's going to get under center and take the ball at the University of Georgia now. So, you know, that's nothing to worry about for 2025. But once he moves on, now you're looking at, you know, which direction do you go? Is it Puglisi, the guy that's going to have more experience, or is Jared Curtis going to be your guy? You know, and Kirby Smart has not had the best of track records when it comes to five-star quarterbacks. Dylan Raiola, you get him to commit, he decommits, heads off to Nebraska. Justin Fields, you get him to commit, and he sees the field a couple of times, transfers to Ohio State. I'm trying to remember the quarterback's name. Went to the NFL, was drafted by the Bills. Oh, my gosh. It'll hit me in a minute. But that's the guy he was playing behind. Kid from Warner Robins. Played at Houston, I believe. So, and then there is the kid from Washington, Eason. Comes in, plays as a freshman, breaks his collarbone, and that same quarterback, it's the same kid. He steps in and never relinquishes it. All right, so this is going to drive me absolutely crazy. I cannot believe that this kid's name escapes me. He was good, but, and he won a lot of big games. I don't want to term him as a game manager, but he certainly had some limitations. I'm Googling this because this is driving me nuts. Typically, I don't Google stuff on the show. If I don't know it, I just don't know it. So, you know, we move on. But this is driving me absolutely bonkers. So I'm going to try to find what this kid's name is. They're sending me like Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm was the guy. Jake Fromm was the guy that took over for Eason after he got hurt, and then Justin Fields gets recruited to come in and plays behind Jake Fromm, gets a couple of appearances here and there on the field, but never really gets in the game. And then Justin transfers to Ohio State, had a pretty decent run at Ohio State, got to the college football playoff. So yeah, it was Jake Fromm, the former Georgia quarterback. So the point I'm making is the five-star kids, you know, Kirby doesn't have the best track record. Raiola transferred out, Fields transferred out, Eason transferred out. Of course, Eason got hurt and was never put back, lost his job to Fromm. And then Fields never could supplant Fromm, and then Raiola never played a down at the University of Georgia, just moved on to Nebraska. So three five-star quarterbacks that Kirby has signed that have not really been a factor at all at the University of Georgia. So this is his fourth five-star quarterback in the previous three complete non-factors long-term for the Georgia Bulldogs in his tenure. Maybe this will be different. I mean, we'll, you know, still remains to be seen. But he will still be in high school for the fall. He'll enroll in the spring. And so what that means is he, as soon as he steps on campus, he's going to be competing for the starting quarterback job at the University of Georgia as a freshman from the second he steps on campus. Gunner's going to be the guy this year. Puglisi is probably going to be his backup. And the next year, I guess we'll probably see Puglisi and Curtis be the main two that are competing for the number one job at the University of Georgia. It's always said, right, like if you've got two quarterbacks, or any position for that matter, where you've got an older guy and a younger guy who are around the same capability, around the same talent level, you always choose the younger guy because the ceiling is higher. They've got more time to get better versus the guy that's a little older. That's always been the rule of thumb in sports, and I don't think that would be any different. And so that would play to Curtis's advantage if it's close, but Puglisi's going to have a ton of experience where it shouldn't be close. Curtis is going to come in the spring, and that's all he's going to have under his belt is just the spring, where Puglisi's going to have three springs underneath his belt to be able to become the starter behind Gunner if that is what happens. And, you know, the crazy world of college football, you don't even know, right? The transfer portal and NIL money and all that stuff, there may be a kid that transfers into the University of Georgia because of whatever reason, for wherever he's at, it doesn't work out, and he decides, I'm going to go to the University of Georgia and be the starting quarterback there because there's no one there that is locked in to that position. It's a bunch of new guys attempting to win the job, and that happens a good bit sometimes in college football, especially the new world of college football, where transfers are rampant. But Jared Curtis is a Georgia Bulldog, five-star. He commits to Georgia over Oregon. He had narrowed it down to those two schools. Remember now, he wasn't originally a Georgia commit, then decommitted, opened up his recruitment again. Oregon went in strong and got in the running, but in the end, Georgia wins out. And the thing that to me, there are two schools here that are huge losers, not just Oregon, but two other schools. This kid is from Nashville, and Vanderbilt, and I get it's Vandy, but Vanderbilt was not even in the conversation, despite the fact that they landed a pretty good quarterback last year and had a pretty decent year last year. That would have been a really big coup for them to get a five-star, number one in the country, kid that lives in their own backyard, and they weren't a factor. And even bigger than that, because you don't really expect Vanderbilt to get that kind of kid, but you would have liked to have seen the effort be more. But bigger than that is University of Tennessee. Not even a factor in recruiting the number one kid from your own state. Not even in the equation. So for me, like, especially with everything that's gone on with Tennessee's quarterback situation in the last month, the fact that they lost out on this kid who's a home state kid and they weren't even in the mix says a lot. And granted, I get that they had the quarterback situation, what they thought settled until, 3 weeks ago? I get that. But still, you've got an opportunity to recruit the number one quarterback in the country who is in your home state, and you're not even one of the finalists for the kid to be considering after he had decommitted to Georgia and reopened it. Why wasn't Tennessee more of a player in trying to get this kid to Knoxville? That to me is a complete head scratcher that Tennessee was not in the mix here. Go figure.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
Let's go. baseball season. We're already a month in, over a month in, and the Atlanta Braves got off to a terrible start, and they have rebounded very, very well, playing really good baseball, almost gotten themselves back to 500 with how well they're playing. Certainly looks like they're going to get there, despite the fact that they need starting pitching help. The bullpen has looked pretty decent the last several weeks, but the starting pitching, the back end, just not a lot of depth right now. And so, we'll see what they do. There's been some rumors about a deal potentially with the Marlins, which I think the Braves should pull the trigger. We'll talk about that in a minute. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive, off of Highway 82, exit 29 in Brunswick, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Let's just run some numbers for you. Offensively, Austin Riley is having a very quiet monster year to this point. Leads the team in average, 289. Leads the team in home runs with 8. Leads the team in RBIs with 25. And leads the team in hits with 43. So Austin Riley off to a very good start. By the way, Marcell Ozuna leads the team in on-base percentage with a 428 clip. Some guys that we need to get going, right? Ozzie Albies, 239. Michael Harris, 216. Matt Olson, 227. Sean Murphy, 224. On the flip side of that, there is only one guy that's on the Braves roster at the major league level that has enough at-bats to make this worth mentioning, that's hitting over 300. Now, he doesn't have enough at-bats to qualify him for the team lead, but he is hitting over 300, and he's the only guy on the team that's hitting over 300, and that's Eli White at 303. Who saw Eli White coming on and having the kind of season that he's having, or a great start that he's off to? Certainly not me. I didn't think that Eli White was going to be this good for the Braves, but he certainly has. I mean, he's the one that is mostly responsible for pushing Jared Kelnick to AAA. He just flat out beat him out. Just said, like, I'm hitting 303 and you're hitting a .167. Go play in Gwinnett. So, I don't know if we'll see Jared Kelnick at all for the remainder of the year. We'll see. So the offense is doing pretty well. Albies, Harris, Olson, and Murphy, they're hitting better, but they need to get their averages up. 239 for Albies, 216 for Harris, 227 for Olson, 224 for Murphy. And I really, Murphy's kind of been a little bit of a tailspin. Matt Olson is he's that guy he's the 240, the guy that hits you 240 and hits 40, 45 home runs. That's kind of what he's been traditionally in his career. I had said going into the season that I thought that he may win an MVP, that if he hits 280, which I think he's capable of, if he hits 280 and then hits all the home runs that he's capable of hitting, 40, 45 home runs, I thought that he would win the MVP if he did that. He's got a long way to go to get his average up to 280, 227 right now. Now, the pitching, it's, like I said, the Braves, there's a potential trade out there, a rumor potential trade with the Marlins that I'm going to talk about in just a second. So Spencer Schwellenbach leads the team with a 3.92 ERA. Let me put that in perspective for you. Spencer Schwellenbach is the team leader in ERA, and he's just a skosh under 4. He's a skosh under 4, and he has the best ERA on the team based upon innings pitched. You have to have a certain number of innings pitched to be able to qualify. Spencer Schwellenbach, 3.92, leads the team in ERA. Team wins, or wins by a pitcher, a guy from the bullpen, not a guy in the rotation, a guy in the bullpen, Daysbell Hernandez, who also leads the team in holds. Daysbell Hernandez has 3 wins and 3 holds. Really good start for Daysbell Hernandez. By the way, his ERA is 2.16, so he's been dominant in that bullpen. Chris Sale, 56 strikeouts. That leads the team. 42 innings pitched. That leads the team. That, to me, is concerning. That is concerning to me for Chris Sale, who is in his mid to late 30s, and he's leading the team in innings. I would, you know, hats off to him that he's eating all of those innings, but what concerns me is it's a long season, and you're playing in Atlanta, and it gets hot. And if he's gonna eat that many innings, I certainly hope that he doesn't get fatigued come August and September. That is my concern for Chris Sale. Fantastic that he's finding ways to stay in the game. Fantastic that he's not missing starts. I'm all about that. I just hope that Brian Snitker understands he's 35, 36 years old, somewhere in that range. Coming off of a Cy Young win, you need him healthy, not just toward the end of the season, which you will, but also in the playoffs. Remember, the Braves didn't have him last year going into the playoffs. He couldn't make a start. He was scheduled to make one and couldn't make it. Had some back issues. So I am concerned about the number of innings already for Chris Sale. 4.07 ERA for Chris Sale. I'm sure that he would like to get that down. Grant Holmes, a 4.58 ERA. Bryce Elder, 5.06. Smith Shauvers looked okay, even 3. Over in the bullpen, Aaron Bummer, 3.6. These are really good numbers, by the way. 3.6. Dylan Lee, 2.45. Rossell Iglesias, your closer, has the highest ERA at 4.5. You know he'll get that down. 6 saves already for him. Pierce Johnson, 2.77. Rafael Montero, 3.24. So the bullpen's doing their job. Their numbers are good. Starting rotation, Chris Sale, 4.07. Grant Holmes, 4.58. Bryce Elder, 5.06. And Smith Shauver, decent with an even 3 ERA in limited time. No question for me, the glaring thing that Atlanta needs to do is they need to lengthen their rotation. They need to get some depth. Even when Spencer Strider comes back, you still have to have somebody in the back end. We'll talk about Spencer Strider in the next segment. You still have to have somebody in the back end of the rotation to kind of solidify things to where you're not having to give the ball to Bryce Elder, who's giving up 5 runs a game. So there is a situation going on down in Miami with Sandy Alcantara. Sandy Alcantara has had a dreadful start with the Marlins. I think his ERA is like at 7, pushing 8. But Sandy Alcantara is like 2 years removed from winning a Cy Young. Sandy Alcantara is in his mid to late 20s, or mid-20s, I believe. I don't know why he's gotten off to such a bad start, but my belief is that he is a guy that you can depend on. He is a guy that typically would be a front end of the rotation guy. And the bad start, what that does is it diminishes his value potentially to the Marlins to where they may look at wanting to deal him and not getting a king's ransom in return, especially with him struggling like he is. So, you know, where does that put Atlanta? He's also under contract, I think, for like the remainder of this year. I think he's under contract for next year and the year after that. So there's like basically 3 years of team control. I think his salary is somewhere like 15 to 18 million. He's in that range. So, you know, if the Braves could get, or whoever it is that makes that deal, if the Marlins do deal him, if they could get the Marlins to eat some of that salary, especially if it's Atlanta, I think you got to make that deal. Atlanta is desperate, so desperate for pitching help that they reacquired Ian Anderson, designated for assignment, then signed him to AAA, where he's pitching in Gwinnett, just to have another arm in case they need it. Despite the fact that Ian really struggled in the spring. So I like the idea of Sandy Alcantara. Yeah, the ERA doesn't look good. Yeah, he struggled the early part of the season. But this guy is an elite pitcher. He will get it figured out. He has won a Cy Young. He is young. He's under team control for 3 years. If there's a way to make that deal and make it now, I think Atlanta's got to look at making that deal. And again, like the value that Alcantara held at the beginning of the season, he doesn't hold it right now because of how badly he's been struggling. Look, when you're a starting pitcher, and you've got our ERA in the 7s, They're not knocking down your door to try to trade for you. It's a really good opportunity for Atlanta. Buy low, buy low, buy low.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off Exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it,
D? Tricky.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now joining me from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, glad to be here, Jason.
You know, one day we're going to run out of injuries to talk about for the Atlanta Braves. One day it will happen.
One day. They're run out of players, maybe.
So let's talk Spencer Strider. So he comes back and he's not active for long. They put him right back on the IL. Fortunately, it's got nothing to do with his elbow or shoulder. Right hamstring strain. And I'm just going to jump in the deep end of the pool here, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but it feels like that maybe this injury occurred because of how long it's been since he has pitched competitively. Maybe the rest of his body wasn't ready to return to that.
Sure, I completely agree. Something like this, a mild grade one hamstring strain, is a nagging type injury, but that's a deconditioning injury. I mean, you almost wonder if how much working out he was doing of his core and his lower body while everything else was healing.
And of course, if you're familiar with Spencer Strider, I mean, his legs are massive. Right. That's where a lot of his power comes from, and that's his push-off leg. So let's start there. His push-off leg, hamstring strain. Talk about how that impacts his mechanics.
Sure, and again, it definitely affects him in the stretch. It affects his accuracy, and a lot of that power as you're stepping down and pushing down toward the plate. So it's with a mild strain, it's probably a confidence, like you could push through it. But at the same time, when you're trying to throw a precise pitch, thinking about pushing through it is probably going to decrease your velocity, your accuracy, everything.
And the thing that concerns me, you and I have talked about hamstrings before, and as I told you during my playing days, I really struggled with them. The thing about them is you just don't know, right? Like you could have a type 1 strain, and then he goes out there and pushes through it and makes it worse. I mean, these things just kind of crop up whenever they want. So if that's the case, are you at all concerned here with the rest of his season? You know, we're a month in and we're having hamstring issues.
I am, and I would just be real aggressive with the treatment. Just because I've dealt with a lot of athletes that have had hamstring issues, a lot of football players, a lot of soccer players, some baseball players, some basketball players. And when you sort of sit on your heels and say, okay, we'll get you in some therapy, we'll kind of stretch it out and try to improve it that way. If you're not aggressive, one, it can be a nagging injury. Two, it can get worse. And three, it can just really shut them down for the season. Mm-hmm. So if there's, you know, grade one, two, and three. Three is severe. Two's what a lot of people have. But at the same time, a one can easily go to a two if you don't watch it. That's just in my experience.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. You said you'd be really aggressive with his treatment. What would that include?
Well, and a lot of it would just include a lot of work with the trainer, a lot of stretching, a lot of different modalities, probably some pool work, anything, especially these guys that have those big legs, which means they have very strong hamstrings, but usually it also means the hamstrings are tight. And so if you have, remember the hamstring starts at the base of your pelvis, bypasses your hip, bypasses your knee, and attaches on the inside of your shin, basically just past your knee. So you got two joints that the muscle's dealing with. So if your hip flexors are tight, if your hamstrings are tight, your quads are tight, it can just keep it right on that edge of progressing to another injury or recurrent injury.
Are you comfortable? So they've got him on the 15-day IL. So you do the math on that, probably three, maybe four starts is kind of what would fall into that line of the 15-day IL. Are you comfortable with that time frame, or would you go a little longer than that?
I might go a little longer just based on experience, but at the same time, if he seems to be pitching well and they're limiting his innings, which seems like happens a lot these days, it might be good to give it a try. But I would still be very aggressive in my treatment as he gets back on the mound.
Do you send him to AAA with a pitch count before you ever even let him toe the rubber? Because remember now, he's been out for, you know, over a year now. And so I know they're chomping at the bit to get him back, and now they've got this little setback. Do you just say, no, I want him to go to AAA, put him on a pitch count, make two or three starts down there, or do you just say, yeah, okay, it looks good, let's put him on the rubber?
I would probably send him down just because once you put him on the mound, you can't tell him to throw at 85% or 75%, but he probably can if you take him down in the minor leagues. You know, it's still more treatment than anything, and see how he does.
How many pitches would you give him?
You're asking the wrong person.
I'd go 60.
Okay, I agree.
I'd do 60. Great. Dr. Sasser, once again, I appreciate your time. You made me a lot smarter.
Thank you.
All right.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com, jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family fun.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
With everything that's been going on, we haven't even touched on the NBA playoffs, and that is a dadgum shame. So, we're going to get into some NBA playoffs. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Okay, so you've got 8 teams left alive in the NBA playoffs, so one of these 8 teams are going to win the NBA Finals. Your 2-1 seeds, the Thunder in the West and the Cavs in the East, still there. The 2 seed in the West, gone. That was the Houston Rockets. The 3 seed in the West, the LA Lakers, gone. In the East, you had everything go a little bit better to chalk. You still have the top 4 seeds in the Eastern Conference still alive in the playoffs. Celtics and Knicks. Celtics are the 2 seed. The Knicks are the 3. And so they're in a series there. The Knicks beat the Pistons, who are the 6 seed, 4-2. The Celtics beat the Magic, who are the 7 seed, 4-2. Cavs beat the Heat. Cavs, of course, the 1 seed. The Heat were the 8 seed. They swept the Heat out 4-0. Pacers beat the Bucks 4-1. The Bucks were the 5 seed. In the West, the Thunder swept out the number 8 seed Grizzlies. And the Nuggets, 7-game series, 4-3 over the 5th-seeded Clippers. So Thunder and Nuggets, 1-4 matchup. And then in the bottom half of the Western bracket, you've got the 6-seeded Timberwolves, who beat the 3-seeded Lakers 4-1. And then the 7-seeded Warriors, who beat the 2nd-seeded Rockets in 7 games, 4-3. So all of that's very confusing. I know I went through a lot, but this is what you've got. The Thunder, number one seed in the West against the Nuggets, who is the four seed in the West. The six-seeded Timberwolves in the West against the seventh-seeded Warriors in the West. In the East, the number one seed Cavs playing the four seed Pacers. This is the second round. And the number three New York Knicks against the number two Boston Celtics. So that's basically what you're looking at. Interestingly enough, right, Lakers, no Rockets. Both of those teams in the Western Conference got upset in the first round. Lakers by the Wolves, and the Warriors took down the Rockets. So if you're the Thunder or the Nuggets, you got to feel pretty good if you come out of your series that you've got a pretty good chance to get to the Western to get to the NBA Finals, excuse me, because you're going to play either the Timberwolves or the Warriors in the NBA in the Western Conference Finals. Then you win that and you go on to the NBA Finals. So the Thunder and the Nuggets, I do think, are both really, really good teams. You know, we'll see how that goes. I think the East is wide open. I don't think the Cavs are going to get to the NBA Finals. That's me personally. I don't think they get there. I like the Magic, or not the Magic. I like the Celtics. I like the Celtics who beat the Magic. I like the Celtics to get back to the NBA Finals and win it again. That's my pick. I'll take Celtics and Thunder in the NBA Finals. That's where I'm going with my NBA Final picks. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So yeah, I'm going to pick the Thunder over the Nuggets in 6 games. I'm going to take the Warriors over the Timberwolves in 7. So in my Western Conference Finals, I've got Thunder and Warriors, and I'll take the Thunder in 5 to get to the NBA Finals. In the East, I got Cavs and Pacers. Give me a 7-game series with that guy. And then I've got Knicks and Celtics. Give me the Celtics in 6, which sets us up with Pacers and Celtics in the Eastern Conference Final. Give me the Celtics in 6. So that sets us up for Celtics and Thunder. And I will take the Celtics in 6 games again over the Thunder. So there you have it. Those are my predictions for the NBA Finals. Celtics are your eventual champions. Write it down, take it to the bank.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Appling County Pirates recently released their 2025 football schedule, and this is what it looks like. Pirates will open on the road in the Swamp at Ware County. Appling will also travel to Wayne, Bradford, Fitzgerald, Crisp, and Pierce. The Pirates will host Swainsboro, DeLand, Tatnall, and Cook County. 6 games away and 4 home for the Appling County Pirates. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.